New unemployment and jobs numbers are out this morning. The Labor Department says the economy added 144,000 new jobs last month, still below what analysts expected. The unemployment rate fell a tenth of a percent to 5.4%. NPR's Jack Speer joins us now to talk about that report. What are we to make of the August jobs numbers? On balance, they do seem pretty good.
Yeah, were they on balance? I guess these numbers are okay, but they're just okay. While hiring picked up a little bit last month, this is an economy that on average over the past 3 months has been adding just a little over 100,000 new jobs a month. That just is not considered robust jobs growth. It's an improvement, but above the kind of weak jobs growth we've been seeing lately, but most economists think it could be better.
How important is this drop in the unemployment rate?
Well, statistically, it's not a huge move. We're only talking about a tenth of a percent to 5.4%. Labor Department says the number of people out of work last month was still around 8 million or so, but the jobless rate now is well below the 6.3% rate from June of last year.
And what were the areas of the economy that were strong last month? Which ones were weaker?
Well, just about every area of the economy was adding jobs in August, Renee. The number likely to get the most attention here, however, is manufacturing. That sector added about 22,000 new jobs last month. Transportation was also adding jobs. There are about 40,000 more people employed in services. The big disappointment continued to be telecommunications. That sector, since its peak of 2001, has now lost nearly 300,000 jobs, nearly a quarter of the overall workforce. Clearly, this jobs report has also become something of a hot-button political issue. You can expect both President Bush and Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry will try and put their own spin on the data. However, the economy so far this year has added just about 1.7 million new jobs, Renee.
Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Jack Speer.